This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 4th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18b. It says there, "And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him." End of quote. Transformation in life is hard. There will be times you want to quit. You would feel discouraged and afraid to take the next step. You may fall in a series of failures or feel like others trampled on you mercilessly. However, keep in mind, your transformation is the best effort and worthy goal in your life. Do not be afraid or worried. There is divine and powerful help available from the third person of the triune God in those difficult times, the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Beloved, do not doubt. Some of us would feel like a tree that was cut down. Listen to what Job said in his frustration and deep depression, and it is recorded in Job chapter 14, verse 7. It says, "For there is hope for a tree if it is cut down. It sprouts again and grows tender with new branches." End of quote. You see, Job thought there is no hope for his life, although the cut down tree may have hope to grow again. Remember, there are spiritual lessons to learn from this nature, the handiworks of God. There is a lesson to glean from cut down trees as well. God is a God of wonder. If you would lean on Him, He makes your cut down tree grow again with new sprouts, leaves and branches. Believe me, He did this in my life. He would do this to you as well. God is a good God. He has compassion on all whom He has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. The book of Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." Do you know in your frustration, fear and pain, God is closer to you? Grab a hold on Him in those times and get saved by His wonder-working hands. The book of Psalms 145, verse 18 promises, "The Lord is close to all who call on Him." Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. Beloved, major transformation happens during your painful and harsh circumstances. Moreover, God's vision becomes clearer and brighter to you amid the hard realities of your life. In such difficult times, the Holy Spirit inside you goes to work tirelessly to make you become more like Jesus Christ. You would become more like Jesus in love, compassion, grace, mercy, and kindness. This dying world direly requires as many images of Jesus Christ as possible. You would be one of His image in this dark world. You will shed your light brilliantly because God's Holy Spirit prepares you for such times. Today's insights say, "And as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like Him." You see, good changes in your life never happen quickly. Growth happens slowly but steadily. The New American Standard Bible translates like this: "You are being transformed into the same image, the image of Jesus, from glory to glory." End of quote. You see, it takes time for the Holy Spirit to transform you, and it takes the Bible, the Word of God, to accomplish it. Beloved, you will look more like Jesus through the work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the Bible, amid your difficult and harsh times. One day you will look back and see how great the Lord was in the midst of all, how huge an accomplishment God made out of your life. You will be filled with gratitude and praise. I guarantee you this, as you walk with the Lord, as you lean on Him and His Word, your cut down tree will sprout with new growth, and it will produce new leaves and become full of branches and leaves again. You see, God would do it for you. No one else would or could do it. It would be the hand of the Lord, His footprints and handcrafts all over your life. May I give an opportunity now to come to good God in heaven. In and through His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died and rose again in your place for you, to pay for all your sins? You see, when you come to the Savior of the whole world, Jesus Christ, and when you put your trust and believe in Him, because He died in your place to forgive you, to save you, then God gives you the Holy Spirit to indwell in you permanently, who will help and guide you all through your life. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know I need Jesus in my life. I believe Jesus died and rose again in my place for all of my sins and iniquities. I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Father, as You promised, grant me Your Holy Spirit to indwell in me. Help and guide me through the vicissitudes of my life. I know You transform me by Your Holy Spirit to become more like Your Son, Jesus Christ. I surrender my life for that cause to You now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.